Chapter 11. About the same time, the chief priest Honiah also died. And Antiochus gave the chief priesthood to his brother. For the son which Honiah left was still an infant. But this Yeshua, who was the brother of Honiah, was deprived of the chief priesthood when the king became angry with him and gave it to his younger brother, whose name was also Honiah. For Simon had three sons, and the chief priesthood came to all three of them. Now Yeshua changed his name to Jason, while Honiah was called Menelaus. And when the former chief priest Yeshua raised a sedition against Menelaus, who was ordained after him, and the multitude was divided between them both, the boys of Tobiah sided with Menelaus, but the majority of the people supported Jason. And being hard pressed by him, Menelaus and the boys of Tobiah withdrew and retired to Antiochus. They informed him that they desired to abandon the laws of their country and the way of life prescribed by these, and to follow the king's laws and adopt the Greek way of life. Accordingly, they petitioned him to permit them to build a place for practicing naked athletics in Jerusalem. And when he had granted this, they also concealed the circumcision of their genitals, so that even when they were naked, they might appear to be Greeks. They also gave up the rest of the customs that belonged to their own country, and imitated the practices of foreign nations. But Antiochus, in whose own kingdom the situation of the affairs were going well, determined to make an expedition against Egypt, both because he coveted it and because he held the sons of Ptolemy in contempt, who were still weak and not yet able to govern the affairs of such a great state. Therefore, he arrived at Pelusium with a great force and circumvented Ptolemy, the mother lover, by treachery and occupied Egypt. And after he had arrived in the neighborhood of Memphis and had taken possession of this city, he made haste for Alexandria, in hopes of reducing it by siege and subduing the Ptolemy who was reigning there. However, he was not only driven from Alexandria, but out of all Egypt, for the Romans instructed him to leave that country alone. When King Antiochus returned out of Egypt for fear of the Romans, in the year 143 of the Kingdom of the Greeks, he made an expedition against the city of Jerusalem. He took the city without a battle, for the gates were opened to him by those who were of his own party. And having become master of Jerusalem in this way, he killed many of his opposers, and took great sums of money as plunder, and then returned to Antiochia. But when the Samaritans saw the Judeans suffering these misfortunes, they would no longer admit their kinship to the Judeans. Nor would they admit that the temple on Mount Gerizim belonged to the Most Great God. And they also said that they were colonists from the Medes and Persians, and they are in fact colonists from these peoples. Accordingly, they sent envoys to Antiochus with a letter in which they made the following statements.
to King Antiochus, God Illustrious, a memorial from the Sidonians in Shechem. Our fathers, because of certain droughts in their country and following a certain ancient superstition, made it a custom to observe the day which the Judeans call the Sabbath. And our fathers erected a nameless temple on a mountain called Gerizim, and there offered the appropriate sacrifices. Now you have dealt with the Judeans as their wickedness deserves. But the king's officers, believing that we follow the same practices as the Judeans through kingship with them, are involving us in similar charges, whereas we are Sidonians by origin, as is evident from our state documents. Therefore, we petition you, as our benefactor and savior, to command Apollonius, the governor of the district, as well as Nicanor, the royal agent, not to molest us in any way by attaching to us the charges of which the Judeans are guilty, for we are distinct from them both in race and in customs. And we also ask that the nameless temple be known as that of Zeus Helenius. For if this is done, we shall cease to be molested. And by applying ourselves to our own work in security, we shall make your revenues greater.
In reply to the Samaritan's petition, the king wrote the following.
King Antiochus to Nicanor. The Sidonians in Shechem have submitted a memorial which has been filed. Now when we were sitting in the council with our friends, the men sent by them represented to us that they are in no way concerned in the accusations brought against the Judeans, but instead choose to live in accordance with Greek customs. Because of this, we acquit them of these accusations, and permit their temple to be known as that of Zeus Helenius, as they have petitioned.
In this fashion, he also wrote to Apollonius, the district governor, in the year 146, on the 18th of the month, Hecatombaion, Hyrcanios. Later, about the year 151, after much adversity and bloodshed, all of which are mentioned in the books of the Maccabees, King Antiochus, the noble father, had Menelaus sent to Beroea in Syria, where he had him put to death. For the king, wishing for the Judeans to remain quiet and not to give him any trouble, had been counseled to do away with Menelaus. For it was this man who had been the cause of mischief by persuading the king's father to compel the Judeans to abandon their father's religion. Indeed, Menelaus had been the chief priest for 10 years and had been a wicked and impious man who, in order to have sole authority for himself, had compelled his nation to violate their own laws. And Eliakim succeeded him in the chief priesthood, although Eliakim was not of the family of the chief priests.